So in terms of the abatacept study, this was a relatively small, single-center prospective study which evaluated outcomes among patients with RA-ILD who had been treated with abatacept. And it showed that this was actually probably a fairly safe and effective option for these patients. But this study lacked a comparator group, so it's difficult to discern whether the treatment effect occurred as a result of abatacept, or it was just due to the natural history of RA-ILD, which can, in a lot of patients, have a very stable disease course. In terms of the factors that predicted ILD deterioration, this aspect of the study was limited because of the sample size. So actually, there were only 5 patients who experienced ILD progression over the course of this study. So it was actually very difficult to understand which characteristics predicted ILD deterioration because the study wasn't adequately powered to look at these relationships. So if we contrast that study with the study looking at methotrexate exposure in ILD and RA, in this study, this was a retrospective study looking at a relatively large population of patients. But because of its retrospective design, it's affected by systematic bias with potential confounding. So there could have been factors in the patients who received methotrexate that made them more or less likely to develop ILD. In addition, they excluded patients in the study who had methotrexate-induced pneumonitis. So this could have created a selection bias because it's possible that patients who develop methotrexate-related pneumonitis, those patients might be more at risk for developing ILD or not.
One of the major needs in the treatment of patients with rheumatoid arthritis is the management of their interstitial lung disease. There are a number of treatments that have been utilized to try to reduce the rate of progression of fibrosis in patients with rheumatoid arthritis, including a number of the biologics. In this study, 44 patients were treated in an open manner for management of RA-related interstitial lung disease with abatacept. In that study, there were 23 patients who were ACPA positive, 28 that were rheumatoid factor positive, and in terms of the results, 5 patients showed deterioration of ILD, but the vast majority, 31 patients or over 70%, were in the stable group. And then there were a further 7 patients that experienced improvement over a mean follow-up of about 18 months. The authors noted that the factors related to ILD deterioration were the use of methotrexate and current smoking. Now, the effects of methotrexate on the lung in patients with rheumatoid arthritis are actually fairly uncertain. We know that methotrexate can cause an acute pulmonary syndrome, and in fact, some of the other agents, such as anti-TNFs, sometimes can also cause acute pulmonary syndromes. But we really don't know if methotrexate truly has an adverse effect on chronic lung disease in patients with rheumatoid arthritis. In contrast to the open-label abatacept study, the UGIS study was a case-controlled study of a large number of patients with rheumatoid lung disease, 488 patients, compared with 741 patients without rheumatoid arthritis lung disease. In that study, what the authors could show was that methotrexate had no effect on promoting pulmonary fibrosis, or perhaps even had a slightly beneficial effect in terms of pulmonary fibrosis. And what are the reasons then for the differences in these two studies? Well, I think the major points are that the abatacept trial was small, uncontrolled, and had an insufficient number of patients on methotrexate enrolled in it. We don't know about the prior duration of methotrexate exposure, and there was no information on ILD status prior to methotrexate exposure. So in that study, there's a high risk of channeling bias such that methotrexate patients may have been worse off or less likely to receive the abatacept. What we are really seeing, I think, with the methotrexate is the natural history of the disease more than we're seeing a drug effect. It also potentially means that other solutions other than methotrexate should be sought in patients with clinically significant lung disease and suggests that if there is an effect of a biologic such as abatacept on ILD, it may be greater than the effect of methotrexate. In contrast, the Yuga study does not suffer from these shortcomings, and like several other recent studies actually, suggests that methotrexate really has no effect on chronic fibrosis. Although, as I mentioned, it certainly can cause an acute lung toxicity. Taken together, these two studies highlight the need for definitive RCTs of DMARDs and biologics in rheumatoid arthritis-related ILD.